Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tony Love Show. We're so excited to be here and to bring you a wealth of information. During the Tony Love Show, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, but today's topic is hair loss. Hair loss is so prevalent today, and one of the things we wanted to address is why are so many people losing their hair? And today, I'm going to have a guest on the line with me who happens to be one of my alumni. She is here in Georgia. She's located in Marietta, and she is a hair loss specialist, and she's going to bring us some information today. And this program is designed to educate and enlighten the community. One of the questions I get a lot about hair loss, and one of the things I always ask as well, why are so many people losing their hair? And it's not just adults. There are kids that are losing their hair. We have men who are losing their hair. And a lot of people don't know why. And I just kind of want to educate and enlighten everyone today and tell you some of the reasons. And maybe you can do some self-inventory to find out if any of these things are affecting you. One is stress. A lot of people are stressed out today. There's a lot of talk about the economy, people losing their jobs. There are a lot of single parents. There's just a lot going on, running around, carpooling and just different things going on and being involved in so many things. Stress is one of the culprits and people lose their hair. Poor diet is another one. A lot of people are not eating properly or not eating from the four food groups, are not eating a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables, not drinking a lot of water, and that is another reason people lose their hair. Overprocessing. I hear people all the time saying, oh, I relax my hair every 4 weeks. Well, you're relaxing your hair every month. That is too much chemical onto the hair shaft. So you can't relax your hair or use color or any kind of chemical or permanent waves every 4 or 5 weeks. You have to give your hair time to grow naturally. So overprocessing is a major problem, especially for people who don't go and seek a professional and they're doing the hair at home. If you're using a relaxer or color, you should wait 6 to 8 weeks, and even up to 10 weeks won't hurt to let your hair grow out and grow naturally. Another reason is too much tension from braids, sew-ins, rubber bands. A lot of people get their hair or hair extensions done, they're too tight. And most people feel, oh, they're supposed to be tight. And I've heard people joke around and say, well, I take 2 Advil before I go get my hair braided or before I get my hair weaved. That's not good, because if you're doing that, it's definitely too tight. Another reason the hair comes out is too dry. A lot of people are not putting enough moisture in the hair. They're not conditioning, or they're not putting any oil. I hear a lot of people say, I don't put any oil on my hair, or I don't put any moisturizer on my hair. Well, if it's dry, guess what? It's coming out. Bonding glue, improper removal of the glue, overlapping the glue to the natural hair. Bonding glue, not taking it out right. A lot of people use so many different things, oil sheen, olive oil, even eggs to remove it. They do make a product called Hair Bond Remover. If you just use the remover and do it the way the directions say, you should not have a problem. And then sometimes it's heredity. You just can't help it. It's genetic. It's in your genes. Wigs, rubbing around the hairline is another reason the hair comes out around the perimeter. Not cleansing your skin, your scalp enough, not clipping the ends can cause shedding. Sometimes immune system disorders, changes in hormones, illnesses such as cancer and things like that are all reasons why the hair will come out. But I have on the line with me Nicole Ferguson. Nicole is an alumni from Tony Love's Training Center. And at Tony Love's Training Center, we train cosmetologists and we certify them in hair loss so that they can have the proper information to help people. So I want to talk to Nicole today and talk about her journey and what's going on with her and how she has emerged into a hair loss specialist from a cosmetologist. Nicole, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for being my guest today. And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing and the things that you're doing with your clients. Now, first, I want you to tell everybody the name of your salon.
The name of my salon is Salon Elegance Hair Studio. We're located in Marietta, Georgia at 1033 South Cobb Drive.
Now, Nicole, how long have you been in the hair business?
I've been in the hair business over 10 years now.
10 years? Okay.
Correct.
And how long have you been specializing in hair loss?
I've been specializing in hair loss for 5 years.
5 years. So can you tell the audience some things that you see when you have clients come in with hair loss issues? Is it real severe?
Well, it varies with every client is different. No one's the same. I have seen it, everything. I've seen from severe balding where no hair is left. I've seen mild balding when there's a little hair left or just losing some hair in the back and have a whole lot of hair at the top of the head or vice versa, no hair at the top of the head and all the hair going in the back. So it varies from client to client. I've seen it all from severe to mild.
This is Tony Love, and you're listening to The Tony Love Show, and our topic today is hair loss. Now, what about the help, you know, with their hair loss and the things that you can provide, the hair pieces and things? Are they sensitive about wearing the hair pieces, or they feel good about it?
They feel very good about wearing the cranial prosthesis.
So, again, the name of your salon is Salon Elegance Hair Studio. You're located at 1033 South Cobb in Marietta. And can you give the listeners a telephone number?
Yes, we can be reached at 770-420-8110.
Okay, Nicole, so we're going to talk to one of your clients as well, because we know that you have several clients who have done, who received the hair loss services from you. Now, besides hair loss, do you do other things?
Yes, we specialize in all hair types.
Okay. Not only hair loss?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, again, you've been in business 10 years. You've been specializing in hair loss for 5 years. Do you have any male clients, or do you primarily females?
I do have a couple male clients, but primarily it's females.
Okay. Do you ever notice any hair loss in children?
Yes, I do experience hair loss as well. I do have children clients that are experiencing hair loss.
Okay. How do you take care of your children?
Basically, the children are the same way as the adults. The children, they actually are more comfortable as far as the hair loss than the adults. And so they take it a little bit better than the adults do. But they're not as sensitive as the adults are. And they just let them look at different pictures and see what type of hairstyle they like. We keep it, you know, so not so grown up. Keep it at a child style. And they love it. They lift their spirits up. The children really love the replacement.
But you do notice that the adults are very sensitive. Can you give us an example of some things you've experienced with women who suffer from hair loss, some things they're sensitive about?
Yes, when they come into the salon, they don't want to be out in the open or anything. I have private rooms for all my hair loss replacement clients. So as they're looking through the books and wanting to pick out a hairstyle, they don't want to be in the lobby. They want to go in private, and they're very sensitive about who's seeing their hair loss and ordering, like even when I have to do the measurements on their head and stuff, they don't want, it's very private. They have to be in the private clothes, nothing in the open, no pictures taken or anything like that, because they're very sensitive to their hair loss.
Okay, and I understand like some people that are even married or in relationships may go a long time and their spouse or their boyfriend may not even know that they're wearing a system or hair piece or unit.
That is correct. I have several clients that's been coming to me for over 5 years now, and they're wearing a hairpiece, and their husband or boyfriend never knew or never seen their hair before. They don't even know that they have a hairpiece on. That is true.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for your time, and we're going to talk to one of your clients next and get some experiences from her or some of her feelings about her hair loss. And I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All righty.
programming on WCLK is made possible in part by Tony Love Training Center, offering a three-step hair cleansing program for all hair types. More information about Tony Love products, services, and events are available at TonyLove.com or on Facebook at Tony Love Cosmetology.
Welcome back to the Tony Love Show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about hair loss today. We're talking about hair loss issues. We're talking about why it happens, what you can do about it, and what options are available to you. We were talking earlier to a certified hair loss specialist, Nicole Ferguson from Marietta. And now we have Nicole's client on the line because we wanted to talk to someone who is actually suffering from hair loss so we can get a firsthand look at what she goes through or what her experiences are like. So I would like to welcome my caller here today.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you. I understand that. Well, first, let me congratulate you on finding Nicole because so many people don't know about their options and
exactly.
And you found somebody. So could you just give us briefly a little bit about your story, your experience with hair loss and how it's affected you?
Yes. Well, basically, I've been going through this hair loss situation for a few years, and it was a blessing on how Nicole and I actually met each other, and I've actually been seeing her as a patient or a client for a little over 5 years now. And just a little bit about my hair loss, was seen by a trichologist not too long ago, and this is before I met Nicole, and basically, for people who don't know what a trichologist is, they're ones who specialize in hair and scalp care. And so basically my situation was alopecia, hair loss, thinning up the sides, and balding on the top. And just a little bit of hair in the back to where it was just real matted and it really wouldn't grow. So I had a lot of hair loss, a lot of itching, and it was embarrassing because you don't want your boyfriend or your husband or your spouse or whomever you're with to know about it. But it's to the point where it brings your confidence in your self-esteem. It lowers that.
Right.
Of course, you know, women want to have beautiful hair. We want to have great skin. We want to have, you know, nice bodies or whatever. So losing your hair, it's embarrassing. So knowing who to go to and knowing how this person can actually help you overcome this situation is great knowledge to have.
How long have you suffered from hair loss?
It's been over 12 years now.
Okay. Now, what were you doing before? Were you wearing wigs or were you wearing knit weaves or how were you dealing with it before you found Nicole?
Before I found Nicole, just having local beauticians, quick weaves, lace fronts of the things that are in now. I didn't have any hair to sew in, but they were doing the quick weaves on, you know, with the bonding glue or with the knit and just doing things, you know, just the quick style,
mm-hmm.
a lot of what you would see at the Broner Brothers Hair Show,
mm-hmm.
but just doing a lot of the quick styles that just get you in and out. But it really wasn't treating my hair because people who have severe hair loss, the one thing they really don't need is a lot of hair glue.
Exactly.
Pull the hair right back out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what advice do you have for hair loss sufferers looking for solutions?
My advice for people who are going, or women or men or whoever going through hair loss, would be to do your own research.
Okay.
Do your own research. If you need to go to a dermatologist, go to a dermatologist. If you need to go to a trichologist, but know why you're having this situation. Are you itching? Are you having red bumps in your scalp? You need to know yourself first so you can relate this to, because I've been to three different doctors and they're all looking at me like I don't see anything wrong with you and I'm sitting here with no hair. So you need to really know your body. You need to do your own research and you need to get help. And, you know, even if it's, you know, hair pieces that can help you in the meantime, that, you know, while you're treating your scalp underneath, till you get to a point where you can come from the hair piece and you can wear your own hair with confidence.
Okay, that's very good advice, and I thank you for sharing. Now, what advice, because like you said, you went to several doctors, mm-hmm. and you have been going to other hairstylists before, what advice would you give the hairstylist, being that you are a hair loss sufferer, and was going to different hairstylists?
I would say listen to your client. I have gone to several hairstylists on the East Coast, And the first thing they want to do was mold your hair down and stick glue on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not healthy. So I guess my advice or suggestions, too, and again, I'm not licensed, so I can't really give licensed information.
No, I want you to come from a client perspective.
Coming from a client perspective, mm-hmm. listen to what they're saying.
Okay.
If you're coming in and you have alopecia, you have red bumps in your hair, and your scalp is itching to where it looks like you have cradle caps, maybe you need to turn that client away and tell them you can't help them.
Mm-hmm. Or refer a doctor. Or refer,
right,
they go to the
doctor. To a specialist, mm-hmm. exactly.
Okay.
But just doing a bonded quick weave is not going to be the solution at the end for temporary, because they're going to look nice walking out. But long term, it's not going to help their scalp, not going to treat their hair, and that's what they need. So hair loss patients need the treatment of the scalp and know how to treat it in between their visits with, you know, back and forth to a specialist.
This is Tony Love, and you're listening to The Tony Love Show, and our topic today is hair loss. So as a hair loss sufferer, at the end of the day, you really want your own hair if it'll grow back. Is that correct?
If it'll grow back, at the end of the day, all women want their own hair.
Okay.
I mean, weaves are in, that it looks good, but you really want to be able to have your own hair.
Were you diagnosed with a certain condition like alopecia or...
Alopecia.
You were diagnosed with alopecia. Did you have mm-hmm. to have any injections or ointments or creams or anything like that?
I refused the injections because I'm so sensitive and I know I'll have a reaction. I did have certain creams and certain peels, and of course lots of blood work that was taken, in the meantime. But as far as any injections, no. But you'll know because your scalp, it looks like it's like an albino to it because it has a little discoloration.
Mm-hmm.
And I was itching so bad, it became so bad, my face would itch. I was just scratching uncontrollably to where I was taking Benadryl, 25 milligrams every single day,
wow.
sometimes twice a day.
Wow.
So then I knew it was really getting bad. But now I know how to treat it. I know how to keep it under control. And, you know, wearing a hairpiece, I look excellent. You'll never know.
Right, right.
I look absolutely fabulous.
Like, did you see hair coming out in clumps? Or did you just notice a spot one day and then another spot? Or... was it just aggressive?
And, you know, I sit here and I talk to my friends, and all of us say we have different symptoms. Now, growing up, my hair was pretty. It was thick. You know how you used to get your hair pressed. No issues, absolutely no issues. Growing up, as I got into my mid-20s, I started noticing it was getting a little thinner and a little thinner. Now, my first reaction was I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'm over-processing it because I used to get perms. I would get it colored. You know, I'd go back 3 weeks later to get it colored again. And so I'm thinking maybe I'm over-processing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't the case. It would, little by little, starting from the temple to the crown of my head, slowly start coming out over a period of time to where it got so bad, I would just get a hairpiece, a three-quarter hairpiece, shave the top of my hair off, and then wear my real hair in the back, and you couldn't tell. But growing up, I had no issues. Matter of fact, it's not even running our family. So I feel like the oddball because I have it and nobody else does.
Mm-hmm. And you started to notice it in your 20s. It just kind of started to thin.
Right around, I would say, between 25 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But in the beginning, I always wore my hair short, so you really couldn't tell.
Right.
But because I had it colored, so it would just kind of blend in. But
mm-hmm.
I knew I had to get help for me.
Right. Good for you.
This is, you know, and I talk to my friends. I have a friend who's going through it as well, and hers just falls out in clumps like patches.
Wow.
Right. So, and of course, as a woman, you're embarrassed. You don't really want to ask anybody for help, not knowing who they know that's going to tell your situation. But at the end of the day, she might have something way worse than I did. Luckily, all my blood work came back okay.
Right. You're absolutely
Your hair
right.
is falling out in patches. That's a little bit different. Mine sporadically fell out over a period of 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But hers is actually coming out in clumps. Like, when you comb it, it's a clump. You wash it, it's in the sink.
Oh, wow.
So, right. So hers is more of a rapid hair loss than mine was, you know, over a period of time. But at the end of the day, it's still coming out. So, you know, for women who are listening to this, you want to do your own research. And once you figure out how to control it, even if your hair never grows back, you still have to love yourself.
Exactly.
And just wear a hairpiece or get in touch with Nicole and she'll tell you what you need to do.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm sure you have helped a lot of people who are listening today that are suffering from hair loss. And I really, really appreciate you sharing your story.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me. And I hope whoever hears this, maybe something good come from out of this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Programming on WCLK is made possible in part by Tony Love Training Center, offering a three-step hair cleansing program for all hair types. More information about Tony Love products, services, and events are available at TonyLove.com or on Facebook at Tony Love Cosmetology.
Again, you're listening to The Tony Love Show. Our topic today is hair loss. And if you're just joining us, you missed a great interview with Nicole Ferguson, who has a hair loss center in Marietta, Georgia. And Nicole was giving us a lot of good information about what she provides for the clients in her business. Also, if we just listen to one of her clients and her story, and if you have hair loss today, just know that there are solutions out there for you. You don't have to be embarrassed. You can just talk to somebody, talk to your stylist, just get the information, do your own research and find out what's going on. And there are some people out here that can help you. Now, I want to give you a few solutions to your hair loss problems. A lot of times we don't massage our scalps. Go in, if you're just sitting at home watching TV, you know, just start massaging your scalp or either brush, get a bristle brush. A lot of people don't brush, but remember the days when people used to do it 100 strokes or 200 strokes because it kept the hair healthy and nice and strong. But you need to massage your scalp so it doesn't get tight. There is a condition called tight scalp. So sometimes people don't massage it enough. The proper removal of bonding glue. Use the bond remover. Don't use mayonnaise. Don't use olive oil. Don't use oil sheen. Don't use eggs. Just use the proper product for the hair bond glue, which is the hair bond remover. And change your diet. If you're not drinking a lot of water, start drinking more water. Just gradually get into it. If you drink one bottle a day, then make it a point to drink two the next day until you just build up, because it really helps and it keeps you hydrated. And we have to remember our head and our scalp is attached to our bodies. So what you're putting into your body, it affects your hair. If your hair looks dry and brittle and limp, it's probably because of your diet or some other things. You want to get enough rest. Make sure you rest and relax and take some downtime. There are different methods of hair extensions. So if you want to give your hair a break from chemicals, you can do some hair extensions. You can do some braids. Just make sure there's not a lot of tension. Natural hair growth. A lot of people are going natural today and not using chemicals because they just want to see what it is that's causing their hair to thin. Is it the relaxer? Well, how would you know if you're always getting them? And like our guest said earlier, she was relaxing, and then 2 and 3 weeks later, she was coloring. That's a lot of chemical. So sometimes people just take a break. It doesn't mean that you don't like chemicals. It doesn't mean that you don't ever want to relax again. But sometimes some people start with relaxing, say 14, sometimes even younger, 13, 14 years old, and they relax the rest of their lives and never give their hair a break. So sometimes you might want to take a year off and say, hey, I'm not going to do any chemicals, and just let your hair grow and let it grow naturally. There are different types of wigs out there that we can wear, or people that have hair loss problems can wear. You just want to make sure that you're protecting your perimeter, that the wig is not bringing out the hair around the edges. There are toupees for men, and then there are hair replacement systems. And in the certification class, we train our students how to do these systems and units to blend with your natural hair, to make it look very, very natural, like it is your hair. So there are solutions out there for you. You don't have to think that you're suffering and it's nothing that can be done. And if you go to my website, it's www.tonylove.com. My email address is there. And if you want me to touch on something, or if you want to ask me some questions and you're looking for some solutions, or even if you're in a different area and you're looking for someone in your area that specializes in hair loss, we have students to come from all the 50 states and abroad to get this certification. If you are looking for someone in your area, then contact me and I may can help you find someone close to you in your area who can help you with your hair loss. Now, we mentioned alopecia. Alopecia is a condition that's a technical term for baldness. That's what it is. And alopecia can start when you're a child. It can be acquired. It can be partial hair loss or either complete hair loss. With my clients, I've seen it all. Black, white, and other ethnicities, I have seen it all. And when you go to the website, you will see a video clip with different models of different ethnicities who have suffered from hair loss. And we've shown some before and after pictures and techniques of what we're doing. But alopecia is like one of the main problems. And as you heard our caller say, she had one type of alopecia, but she has a friend who has a more aggressive kind and her hair is coming out in clumps. Now, I want to give you some symptoms. If you're not sure what to look for, because as you heard the caller say, her hair loss started kind of slow. She had a full head of hair. And then over years, a couple years, for 3 years, she noticed it was kind of thinning out. So some of the symptoms are tight scalp, severely dry scalp, gradually hair thinning all over, where like if you start noticing when you're combing your hair, it's on your clothes or it's in the bathroom sink or on the floor, or if you pull with your hands kind of gently and you're starting to pull it out, then you need to possibly go to a doctor. I've had clients who've had thyroid problems. They've lost their hair. And then you can start seeing gradual thinning in the crown area, which is also called the vertex area. And with men, there are like 13 or 14 different patterns of hair loss. It doesn't just start in the very front. Sometimes it starts in the kind of back crown area. So these are just some different symptoms of hair loss that you can look for. Alopecia comes in many forms, and it can affect everything, the total body or just the hair and scalp. Again, the website is tonylove.com, and that's Tony with an I. T-O-N-I, TonyLove.com. I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, be sure to join me next month on the Tony Love Show when we'll be talking about the appropriate music selection for your business.
Programming on WCLK is made possible in part by Tony Love Training Center, offering a 3-step hair cleansing program for all hair types. More information about Tony Love products, services, and events are available at TonyLove.com or on Facebook at Tony Love.